So the team from Rushmore, I hear this is a really risky routine. So they're going to need to perform this really well for it to work. When a risky routine, the last thing you want to do is for the lifts not to work. So the theme is Queen. So music by Queen. Starting off with Bohemian Rhapsody. Rushmore have won the free combination title before, a few years prior to now. Excellent lift, really high there. So they'll be looking to achieve the same feat today. Like Bristol, many of their top swimmers are swimming for the GB team in this event. So it's a chance to try out some younger swimmers. Creative start to the routine. Call that a plank, where the swimmers pull each other over the top of each other. Some excellent height in the vertical, so mid-thigh. Good lift, partner lift there. Remember, they're not touching the bottom. Here we come into a stack lift. Excellent height again. They have someone very small and light on the top, but the power of the girls underneath to get that high, there's a lot of power under there. All in technique and timing as well. And another lift, really showing off to their strengths. The lifts do make it riskier. If a lift doesn't work, then, judges are going to take off marks for that. So in the routine, you also have to show two pieces which are three swimmers or less. So we have the duet pair. We have Imogen Smith there, who's actually retired from synchro a couple of years ago and went into speed swimming and was competing at nationals and has come back now to a synchronized swimming national championships to compete for her club. Into a team formation again. That's a popular cadence movement this year. It's a good line though. Again, you have to be just so precise in your formations for them to be very notable, particularly with 10 swimmers. Excellent cadence, quite difficult with the spins. So excellent use there, interpretation of the music. See riding bicycles. The Canadians did a similar routine to Queen and a similar lift a couple of years ago, so I'm sure the Rushmore team were inspired by that. Good use of feet there. A lot of people think synchronized swimmers just point their toes all the time, but you can use your feet in creativity as well. It's actually really hard to do because you're so used to pointing your feet all the time. To actually flex your feet is actually quite difficult in a routine. Good cadence again. Some interesting angles there as well. It's obviously much easier to get girls the same with straight legs and with bent angles. So really good on the creativity. So hopefully the impression mark will go up there for them. So nice formation held there while the duet are taking over. Another lift well executed. Slight synchronization there at the end of that. The girls are really fatiguing now. Can you imagine doing running on a treadmill for 4.5 minutes and having to hold your breath for 2/3 of that, plus stay in time and remember movements and do explosive jumps in the middle of it? We're talking that's how hard it is in synchronized swimming. So the girls will be really feeling this now. It's a more stable lift there. We call that a platform, where one girl stands on another. It's a really creative routine there from the Rushmore group.